Easter, Week 6, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
O God of truth, and Lord of power, whose word their course to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passion quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father here, and Christ co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 36. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait in patience. Do not fret the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger, and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil, for those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there, but the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Psalm 36 continued. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth, for the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright, their heritage will last for ever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days, in time of famine their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows, they shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Psalm 36 concluded. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just, and sees occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See, the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store, but sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way.
Christ has risen from the dead, he will never die again. Alleluia. No more has death any power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2. Detachment from the world, attachment to God's will. I am writing to you, my own children, whose sins have already been forgiven through his name. I am writing to you, fathers, who have come to know the one who has existed since the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, who have already overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you already know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have come to know the one who has existed since the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and God's word has made its home in you, and you have overcome the evil one. You must not love this passing world, or anything that is in the world. The love of the Father cannot be in any man who loves the world, because nothing the world has to offer, the sensual body, the lustful eye, pride in possessions, could ever come from the Father, but only from the world. And the world, with all it craves for, is coming to an end. But anyone who does the will of God remains forever. A responsory from 1 John. The world, with all it craves for, is coming to an end, but anyone who does the will of God remains forever. Alleluia. The love of the Father cannot dwell in any man who loves the world, but anyone who does the will of God remains forever. Alleluia. A reading from the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria on St. John's Gospel, Book 11. Christ is the bond of unity. We can learn from St. Paul's words concerning the mystery of religion that those who share in Christ's sacred flesh also gain unity, by which I mean the unity of the body, which is the unity of Christ. Quote, "The mystery which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it is now, has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. That is how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partake of the promise of Christ Jesus." End of quote. If then we are all members of the same body with one another in Christ, and not only with one another, but also assuredly with him, since he is in us through his own flesh, why is not our unity with one another and with Christ more evident? For Christ is the bond that unites us, since he is both God and man. With regard to our unity in the Spirit, I shall follow the same line of reasoning and say again, to begin with, that we have all received one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and so, in a certain sense, are mingled with one another and with God. For although, taken individually, we are many, and in each of us there dwells the Spirit of the Father, who is also the Spirit of Christ, nevertheless this Spirit is one and indivisible. According to his peculiar mode of being, through himself he binds together into a unity all the spirits that are broken off from the common unity, and in himself he makes all men appear again as one. For just as the power of the sacred flesh unites in one body all who receive it, so too, I maintain, the one Holy Spirit is not divided among all those in whom he has come to dwell, but brings all men to a spiritual unity. Accordingly, St. Paul again addresses these words to us, quote, "Forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Lord and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." End of quote. For since one Spirit dwells within us, the one Father of all will be in us as our God, holding together through his Son, with one another and with him, all who share in the Spirit. Another consideration will help us to show that we are united through sharing in the Holy Spirit. If we put aside the natural way of life and surrender once and for all to the laws of the Spirit, it is incontrovertible that, by denying, in a sense, our own life and assuming the heavenly form of the Holy Spirit so that he becomes woven into our being, we are transformed, so to speak, into another nature. We are no longer just men, but sons of God. We receive the name of heavenly men because we are partakers of the divine nature. Therefore, we are all one in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One in identity of relationship, one in likeness revealed in devotion, and one in receiving the holy flesh of Christ and in sharing the Holy Spirit. Responsory from 1 Corinthians. The fact that there is only one loaf means that though there are many of us, we form a single body, because we share the one loaf and the one cup. Alleluia. You give the lonely a home to live in. You prepared good things, O God, for the poor, because we share the one loaf and the one cup. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, grant your people constant joy in their renewed vigour of soul. They rejoice because you have restored them to the glory of your adopted children. Let them look forward gladly in the certain hope of resurrection. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.